Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today we're going to discuss employment and how it has changed in the workplace. Over the last 100 years, employment has changed drastically. We moved from the small businessman who sold his wares on the street corners to the corporation where people worked and worked their way up the ladder into management level positions to the next level where we were going back to the changing of the workplace where people are now working back in small businesses. Only our place of employment is in our own business from home on the internet. Some things that companies are doing, especially those that have call centers, is instead of opening up a big office and hiring people to work there and providing the computers and the phones and having everyone in one place calling, what they're doing is they're offering or hiring people to work from home and supplying them the phone and the computer to work with, but then they have to set up their own internet service and phone service and pay for that, and then the company will use through the software take the calls that come in into the call center and reroute them into each individual's computer from home and let them work with the clients. They also have a staff where they monitor the calls and they do the training of the staff. So as you can see, we're now moving into the small businessman. So what are some things that you can do to help yourself? First, you need to understand, are you someone who works well in an environment where you don't have a supervisor overlooking your shoulder? I started my business 25 years ago because I couldn't find gainful employment in the workplace because companies did not hire people with disabilities as readily as they should. That's why in 1990 we passed the Americans with Disabilities Act, which meant that companies were supposed to consider people with disabilities as equal qualifications for that position. But as you know, companies don't always comply with the law, and even though that part of the law that says that if you feel you're being discriminated against, you have a right to sue the company. Well, to be discriminated against, you have to be able to prove that they're actually discriminating against you, and that is something that is hard to prove. I work somewhere with a company doing telemarketing for a market research company, and they would had certain periods of time where they would slow down and they would monitor you. And every time they would monitor me, I would have excellent reviews in how I talked to the clients on the phone or the people that I were interviewing. But what happened was they were getting into a period of needing to cut back. So what they did was they were monitoring me, and I had someone that I had very difficult understanding what they were saying, and I had to ask them to keep repeating themselves. And because I kept asking them to repeat themselves, then they took it as meaning that I was being sarcastic or inappropriately response to the individual, and they used that as a way of terminating me. And there was no way that I could prove that they were doing that simply because I have a disability. So I had no recourse against them for doing that because I was not the only person they had done that to. This was a pattern that they had used with almost all of their employees when they were ready to cut back. So as you can see, there's many things that can happen in the workplace. And when you work in the corporate environment today, you have to be really careful because there is no guaranteed jobs anymore in the corporate environment, and they're only looking for ways to cut their expenses. That is why many of the jobs go overseas, because they know that the companies overseas, they can pay them less money to do the same job. Then what happens to the people who work in this country for those companies? They have to accept lower pay, even though the cost of living in this country has gone up. We are now in a financial crisis, and this crisis actually started back in 1988, but it's only now coming into fruition in 2008 during an election time. We're in the middle of a war, and we got one person running who has almost minimal experience on a national or international level on how to deal with certain things. He's not shown any leadership qualities, but yet because he's in the opposite party, he has a good chance of winning the election. And he's galvanized a lot of people to get out and vote and register new voters simply because people of color don't always take their right to vote as seriously as someone else would be. But because he is a black man, actually a mulatto because his mother was white and his father was black, he's galvanized the black community to go out and vote and actually be willing to participate in the process of the vote. So what we need to think about is how is that going to influence who we are in our opportunities in the workplace. The Democratic Party tends to support a lot of social programs, and I know he's saying that he's going to look at these social programs and he's going to review them and he's going to decide which ones are good and which ones are bad and take them out. But we're also in a such a deficit right now that to put money into these social programs, he will in some way have to raise the taxes. Because we are in the middle of a war right now, I would rather see someone who has some type of military experience in that position because I feel they can make better decisions, plus they can make split-second decisions on things that need to be done. When you can sit there and say you want to end a war in 16 months, that's being unrealistic. Because if you look back into the 20th century in the war in Vietnam, what happened was people ran in there in 65 because they remembered the fact that after World War II and the victory in Europe and in Asia, and the solidity and the fact that we were fighting communism. And that was the initial reason that a lot of people supported the war in Vietnam. Afterwards, when they started seeing the casualties and they also started seeing the fact that this really was more of a civil war that we did not really belong in, then what happened was there was a lot of disillusionment. So that by 68 and 69, people were saying, let's get out of this war. And they were also protesting. Because in the 60s, people expressed more of their opinions. They were not as conservative as this country is today, where they talked about it, but they didn't get out and protest it. So you saw a lot of protesting during the election time. And the difference is that we've already been in this war going on 5 or 6 years, but you can't say you're going to end this war in 16 months because it takes time to pull your troops out and gear it down. Even though in 1968 and 69 they were talking about getting out of Vietnam, it really did not, was not until 1970 that they actually started the process of getting out. And then they did not fully get out until 1973, and then the war didn't truly end until 1975. So as you can see, what we're talking about today as what they want to do and what the reality is two different things. We're also, because of our economy, in a deep recession, which is going to take time to recover. It took 20 years to get to this point. It started with the corporations cutting back their middle management, their upper management positions to outsource those jobs. Then you had people who were taking seminars on how to buy property for no money down. They were looking at that as a way to make the money that they were making working with the corporation, because they had established credit, so they had the credit to initially buy or qualify for the first house. And then they figured to use that first house as collateral for the second house and third house. The problem is that that was also the same period of time in the early 90s when Congress passed the law that allowed all of the mortgages to do subprime mortgages so that people could get into homes. The idea being, if you were paying $600 or $700 a month in an apartment, then why not take that $600 or $700 a month and apply it towards a mortgage and actually build equity in a home? But what they were also doing with these subprime was they were interest-only loans, so that in reality, you never really owned your home. You were just paying rent for the home. And the idea being, the first couple of years, you would pay a low amount and you would have a variable interest rate. But after so many years, you would have a big balloon payment coming due on the home that you would purchase. What really happened was that people were expecting these jobs with their companies to be long-term, and they were expecting their income to increase. As the job market changed, as the companies were outsourcing their work, then they were able to no longer have to keep increasing the salaries of their workers within this country. So that when their balloon payments started coming due, what you found was people were no longer having the money to pay those bills. So that created the environment of the mortgage issues, and they've only snowballed from them, from that point, and created a vacuum. And what was also happening was that mortgage companies and were selling these mortgages to the banks as collateral and as interest, because what was happening was banks were looking for ways to invest money in something that would only grow. And as you know, if you buy a home at a certain price, over time, the value in the home grows. Well, if you're only paying interest only, and you had people that were purchasing homes as a way to flip it to make a profit, then that started creating higher prices for homes. Plus, your builders then turned around and were building substandard homes for less money and then charging the exorbitant prices. Also, you're seeing the builders tell you what type of home you want. it used to be that they would have two or three different variety of homes. You could go from the starter home to the middle home till you grew with a home. Today, they start with the little mini mansions where it's already three stories, four or five bedrooms to the house, two or three bathrooms in the house. That it's, all of that is telling young people who are single, here's all that's available. And our starting price is $500,000. This is your options if you want to buy a home. And now you're also seeing that not only are those homes being put in a position of they're being foreclosed on by the banks, but it's also created a vacuum because now the homes are in the hands of the bank, and the only way they can get rid of the homes is to sell them at a much lower price. Every state, every city, every county has places where they auction off homes that have been foreclosed on. So what's happening is that people who never had the opportunity to buy a home are, in essence, being able to buy a home today because they're bidding on a home. And then, and when it gets to a certain price, what happens is unless someone keeps bidding the house up, you're going to see these homes go for virtually nothing. Then the individual also has to, once they purchase the home, they have to be able to consider, am I going to be able to pay the taxes on the home? Because the value of the home is dependent on the value of the property. And if you live in a rural area, your value of your property may not be as high as if you live in a city, and not only in a city, but within a specific area that's a high-density area. One of the reasons that I understand a little bit more about what's going on in the housing market is many years ago when my father was alive, he was a real estate lawyer. And in that capacity, we knew a lot of builders that my father socialized with. Plus, I also knew a lot of people who at the time, they would buy homes and they would go in and they would refinish the homes and then resell it so that they were not having multiple homes to deal with, which is a very different issue of what's being going on today. What you were finding is that during this time of taking these seminars on how to buy property for no money down, a lot of people were investing in a home that they were living in. Then they were going out and they were buying condos in certain areas, thinking they were going to flip those condos and make their money back. Well, as the market started going down and as people could no longer afford it, and then when they're balloon payments started coming due, many of them had to start thinking of ways and other ways that they can consider to earn a living for themselves because not the corporations were cutting back. When they originally started cutting back in the 1990s, it was that they bought out the contracts that their employees had. Because you found that when the corporations first came into existence and they were hiring people, individuals who moved up within the company, they had an unwritten contract of employment for life. So that during the era of the baby boomer generation, when they were going into the workforce and working with the corporation, then what they were considering was the fact that they had a job for life and they had an opportunity to grow with the company. Well, a lot of that got shattered, and a lot of them started looking at self-employment. This also came in at the time when you started seeing more and more of the Internet being used. And what you will see is that people on the Internet, what they have done, is it's helped open up a new avenue of marketing your business. And if I have a website and I have products to sell, then I can get people on my opt-in list to become affiliates with my company and help me sell my products by sending out emails to the people on their mailing list, their friends. And if that individual purchases anything, then they earn a commission on those products. And it's also another way to bring in multiple streams of income, because today that is an area that you need to think about when you're working. Even if you work somewhere, unless you know for certain that you have an opportunity to grow with a company, then you tend to need to think of other avenues to consider for yourself when it comes to employment. Because I do a lot of career counseling, I have been involved with several programs that I feel offer good affiliate programs for an individual who would like to work with them and earn an extra income. And what I would like to do is mention some of these just to give you an idea of what is out there. Now, we all know about Facebook and we all know about MySpace. Well, they have places on there and forums where you can go on there and you can promote yourself. You can also promote yourself with another website that's called Adland Pro, and it creates an opportunity for people to market themselves. I found that in being on these different sites, I get a lot of emails from people referring me to their affiliate programs and telling me that this will be information that I need to look at. Well, some of it is very good and some of it isn't, but it is also something that you need to look at when you're looking at how you're earning an income for yourself. Now, let me list some of the different programs that I think you may want to take a look at. If you have your own business and you do need to promote yourself, one way to do that is, if some people tend to think very negatively, and one program that is out there is the one that's called the Millionaire Mind Intensive. And this allows people to take this 3-day weekend and learn to change their thinking to become a more positive one. Because if you have a positive way of thinking, then you will, in essence, begin to believe in all the possibilities or opportunities that you have. And that website is http://www.millionairemind.com/a/WID=587831 and page://preview/replay. If you have products to sell and you want to learn how to do teleseminars as a way of marketing your products, then you can go to this website. It's http://www.teleseminarformula.com/profits/talking=110. Now, if you do know how to present teleseminars and want to use this as an avenue of marketing yourself, then you can go to this website address. It's http://instantteleseminar.com/product-info.asp?x=129190. Now, if you have a program and you want to market it, there's a program that you can go to that's called Message Magic. You can download it, and there's a monthly fee, but it allows you to promote your programs and your seminars to other members on Skype because it hooks into the Skype system. And Skype is something that you can download to your computer, and you can do instant messaging, and you can chat with people in groups on the internet. And this website address is http://www.messagemagic.net/affiliate/REDIR PHP?ID=563. And there's also some other systems that can help you if you are looking to help yourself in changing your mindset. And you can, there's a website called Mentoring for Free, and they have teleconference calls that can help you to change your mindset to become a more positive one. Plus, they also do a program that's called a mental cleanse on a weekly basis. That's an hour-long presentation by the founder. And he also tries to help you think in terms of different colors in personality. That program is Mentoring for Free. And that website address is http://www.succoach.mentoringforfree.com. Now, there's other social networks that you can look at as a way of marketing, and that website is http://viralnetworks.com/A/519. As you can see, there's a lot of different ways that you can go. Today, we're looking more and more at working from home and working on the internet as a way of earning an income and marketing ourselves. So what I would like you to think of is what it is that you can do to help bring in other sources of income, especially in an economy that we're in right now. And I'm also involved with a program called Direct Matches, which is a social networking group. And this particular social networking group does pay you for bringing other people in and building your downline. And that website address is http://www.succoach.directmatches.com. This is also a way of earning an income. You have the spiderweb system, which incorporates a lot of social networks that you can get involved with and earn an income. And that particular program is called the Spiderweb System, and its website address is http://www.thespiderwebsystem.com/SUCCOACH. So as you can see, there are many options available as other sources of income. The best way to get started if you're looking at making an income on the internet is to think of, if you are working somewhere for an hourly wage just to make sure that you can pay your bills, and not everyone has a computer today or has access to the internet, but it is something that you need to consider as an option. And there's ways around it. You can go to the library to get on the internet, but you only have an hour at a time. There's different career centers where you can have access to computers and the internet. And you can also take programs that can help you think of ways to help you grow your business and your opportunities in today's marketplace, because it has changed.